head now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the great privilege that we have to come to Thee. First, we cannot come except by Christ. So therefore, we place His name ahead of our prayer. And then we know by His word that You will answer us, for we ask in His name. No righteousness of our own, nothing that we possess that we can do. But by grace alone we come, asking in Christ's name. Father, there may be many men and women in here around this building tonight who are sinners. Thou to die for this sinner. May this be the night that God will speak to their heart and call them by His grace into the kingdom. Grant it, Father. Maybe they've wasted a many year wandering around in sin. But may this be the hour. Thank You, Lord, for Billy Paul tonight. My poor little motherless boy. Tossed about. Thank You, Lord, for giving Him the Holy Spirit. I have His shirt now. Some glorious day we'll see Mommy again. All things will be alright. Oh God, let the angels let her know today. She cried so in her death that she served God. Someday Billy Paul would be a man to receive the Holy Ghost. Prayers are answered. God bless the boy now. They follow along in the footsteps of the Master. His little voice is trembling when he said, Daddy, I just received the Holy Ghost. I'm so happy. God, may that be the experience of every unborn again person here tonight. May they receive the Holy Ghost tonight. We did any sin forgiven, Lord. Heal the sick, bind up the broken heart. And now, Lord, I don't even know where to start to speak tonight, but Thou wilt provide. I believe Thee, and I ask that You'll give us something that would help the people while we ask it in His name. Amen. Just for a little scripture reading here. In Isaiah 35, I wish to read, because my words will fail. God's word will never fail. Therefore, no service is complete without first the reading of the Scripture. The wilderness, the solitary places, shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even in the joy. Singing and glorious shall come to lips. Shall give unto it the essence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come and save you. He will open the ears of the deaf. Shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall the waters break out, the streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and a thirsty land, springs of water. The habitation of dragons for each lake shall be grass and reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those the wayfaring man, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any previous beast shall go thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk therein. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. I want to speak tonight, if God willing, just a few moments to you. I watch my watcher that I don't keep you too long tonight. After through the services of this week trying to show people that there's no need of being scared, the worst thing the devil can put up on you is fear. If you even had a cancer and didn't fear and believe God would heal you, you wouldn't be in too bad a shape. God take care of that. If you were sick, whatever it is, if you didn't fear. So fear is one of the worst things that Satan can place up on the person. Now, this week I've tried to prove by the Scripture that the man that's born again of the kingdom of God has nothing to fear. You're absolutely safely secure in Jesus Christ. All the Father has given me, he said, will come to me. No man can come unless the Father calls. The Father's got to lead him up to me, and he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And all, no man can pluck him out of my Father's hand. No man's greater than he is. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but pass from life, from death unto life. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood hath, not will have, but hath present tense, everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Wherefore, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. There you are. Sealed the way until the day of your redemption. Not just from one revival to another, but till the day of your redemption. My, how the Holy Ghost come in this morning and bless us on that. Step ashore at 1:30 this morning from about 9:30. How he blessed us. Now tonight, I want to speak on, Isaiah said here, there shall be a highway and a way of holiness. Now I want to speak on God's way. God's way that's been made for us. Now, if I was going to New York City, the best thing for me to do is not try to find geographically how I'm situated and take off north. But the best way to do is get a map and follow the map. Is that right? A highway. But don't I get in trouble? There's no shortcuts in God's kingdom. You know, we try to make a shortcut. We get out here in a pond somewhere and mire down. And that's what we do when we get off the grand old highway of God.
Amen.
God's made a path, a way. When the children of Israel come out of the land of Egypt, they followed God's path. It led up to the Red Sea. Strange that God would lead his path up that way, but his path went right through the sea. So when it comes time and the showdown, and Israel stood there before the sea, God's path led across the sea, so God looked down through the pillar of fire, the sea got scared, moved back, and Israel went across on dry land.
Amen.
God's path led through it. Then he went right up to the wilderness, into the spring of Myra, bitter water. Isn't it strange that God would lead his children through bitter waters? But them all goes along the road. But when he was there, the remedy for the bitter waters was standing on the bank. Moses cut out a tree and throwed it in the water and turned sweet again. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through deep trials, but all through the blood. That's the way God leads his children. God passed, God provided way. If the children of Israel would have tried to bypass and go around down this way, they'd have gotten in trouble. They had to follow the cloud of fire, the pillar of fire that led them. They followed that. And if the church tonight will only follow the pillar of fire, the Holy Spirit, you'll make Canaan as sure as anything. God has a way, a provided way. There's two ways a man can go. And that's his way or God's way. And that's the right way or the wrong way. And your way is always the wrong way, and God's way is the right way.
Amen.
And you can't be in your own way and in God's way at the same time, so you got to get out of your own way so God can have his way in you. That's
Amen.
Right. God makes the provided way. Man has always wanted to make his own way. In the Garden of Eden, God made a man so he didn't have to shift for nothing. God made him perfect. But man wanted his own way. He wanted to tamper. He wanted to find out. And then as soon as he fell, we went through that this week in the studies of the Scriptures, he made himself a religion. He didn't wait for God to make him one. He made one himself. But he found out that his religion, his covering, wouldn't work. That's always been man. He wants his own way. But God had a way. So man made big leaves and put them over him and his wife. But when he come down to face God, he found out that wouldn't work. Amen. And I tell you, friends, there's been many a man in this tonight that's coming down to the end of the road to find out that that little shallow religion that you're holding on to won't work.
Amen.
Nothing short of being born again will work.
Amen.
Jesus said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he will in no wise enter into the kingdom. No wise. No matter if he's Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever he is, he'll not enter in until he's born of water and spirit.
Amen.
Born means he's changed. He has to die before he can be born. So you got to die to yourself, be reborn again in Christ Jesus. That's right. Now, I want you to notice, he found himself trying to make his way. We had this morning how Cain tried to make his way. He brought out some apples and pears and peaches and pumpkins, there what it was, laid it up on the altar and said, now there, Lord, I build an altar. I build a church. I'm a good church member. See? I go to church every day. I come here and build the altar. I put the sacrifice up on it. Now I'm going to kneel down and pray. And now, Lord, I want you to receive me. But God refused him. And that same old religious spirit lives right down amongst the church today, the very same thing, just as religious as it can be, and knows more about God than a Hottentot would know about Egyptian knife. You know that's the truth. Religious spirit. Don't think it's stalling is the Antichrist. The Bible says the two spirits will be supposed together to see the very elect if possible.
Amen.
We find out that Judas Iscariot come right down and went out and rejoiced and preached the gospel, come back hollering and shouting and having a big time with the rest of the disciples. St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. But he followed the disciples right along, yet the incarnated devil, and come right along as Jesus was the incarnated God, the Cain and the Abel from the Garden of Eden. But when it comes time for him to go up to Pentecost and get the blessing, he showed his colors. And when you go talk about being born again, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, 9 times out of every 10, them spirits will show their colors what they are. You say that's a bunch of fanaticism. Leave it away. Brother, it's God provided place for man today. Hallelujah! Look, God has always made a provided way. God's under obligation to make a way. God makes a way for nature. Why did we have these big floods through the country and cut off all the timbers and things like that? Let her wash down. You build up a dam down here, it fills up the riverbed. There she goes. The water, you interfere with nature. God had a provided way. That's what causes the flood. Anything that man tampers into that God has made perfect, then you imperfect it.
Amen.
That's right. Now, this like, for instance, like the ducks. I actually watch the ducks seasons when I go hunting up in the mountains. I'd be up there in the fall of the year. Well, there the ducks all come out of Louisiana down there, down the swamps, and go up north, and they settle down, make a nest, and raise their little ducklings. Then the little fellows raised up, maybe come along about September this time of year, late September, and then the little duck, little drake, he's never been off that pond. He's just right there in the pond. After a while, the frost flies up down the mountain. Little snow hits up there and a cold breeze blows down across that mountain. That little duck feels that. Now, he's never been to a word on that pond. He's 1 year old yet. He sticks his head up in the air, a little honker. Run out in the middle of the pond, go, honk, honk. Every duck on the pond will come to him. Every duck on the pond knows that he's a barn leader. And that little old duck will rise off that pond without a compass or anything else and go just straight to Louisiana to the rice fields as he can go. Looks like Christians ought to have ducks sense anyhow, doesn't it? Right. Why? You say it's instinct. No, they go God's provided way. God give them a way, an instinct to lead them down there, and they believe it. But God give man the Holy Ghost and he rejects it. His own way, but God has a provided way for us. Hallelujah! I feel kind of religious tonight after listening to a few nights of revival. Notice, there it is, yes, sir. That little duck will go down there, and I'll tell you something else. You go out here in the newspaper and say, tomorrow it's going to be pretty weather. And you go hunting and watch them rabbits go to settling down in that grass. Don't you hear it in the newspapers? You watch that old sow take the shucks off of the north side of the hill and take them over here on the south side of the hill and make her a bed over on the south side of the hill. She knows more about it than all the newspaper commentators in the world. Right? She's got an instinct. She's getting around on the south side to hide that cold north wind coming down. Oh, if a hawk's got sense enough to hide from the breeze, what about you and the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah! That's your instinct. Yes, sir. It's God give them an instinct. It's God's provided way for them. They live in God's provided way. You take a flower, when he dies, he goes down the ground. Not the end of him, he lives again. God made a provided way for him. And he believes in it. God always has made a provided way. Sometimes it don't lead to pleasant things. Sometimes it goes through the hardship. But it's God's provided way. God makes it anyhow. One time he had a man in God's provided way. He had to go into a lion's den. But he went God's provided way. God brought him back out again. Hallelujah. I can see some Hebrew children sitting down there in Babylon one morning. They refused to bow to an idol. That's right. They said, we won't do it. Beat all the music you want to and sound your cornets and trumpets, but we'll not bow down to your idols. Hallelujah. Give us some more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes, sir. Let's bow down to your worldly stuff. We don't have to knock down to it. God's made us free by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Now I can see down there one morning. Let's turn our cameras down that way a minute and watch and see. I can see them boys down there one morning. They said, now look, the king said, everybody don't bow down. We're going to throw him in the fiery furnace. And they went and prayed through one night. The next day when the sound came, they said, bow before the image while they turned their back to it. So he come out and said, boys, did you do that? Yeah, well, we'll heat the furnace up. 7 times hotter than it ever was. Now, isn't that strange? That was the king plank laying out here going up to the mouth of the furnace. All over Babylon was red that morning, the fire roaring. I see King Nebuchadnezzar as a modern man today sit out there and said, now we'll just burn all that Holy Ghost religion out of them guys. Oh, yeah. Don't you think the devil won't burn you? He sure will. But remember, the Holy Ghost is by itself. Now, want you to watch. God's way led right up that gangplank. I can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk in the death march. I can hear Shadrach say, Abednego, did you pray through? Yeah. All right. Are you sure you're God's way? Yes, sir. God said in his word for us not to bow to idols, and we won't do it. God is able to deliver us from this fire furnace, but if you don't, what of it? We're not going to bow down. We're going God's provided way.
Amen.
I hear somebody say, are you sure you got his provided way? Yes! Hallelujah. Some say, well, don't you think all them people possible could be right instead of you? No, sir. The Bible said so, and we're staying with it. Right up that gangplank they go. He just saw the intense heat was almost, it didn't kill the man that brought him up. They're just about ready to step in. God hasn't said a word, they're still walking the provided way. Walked right up to the mouth of the furnace, just about time they got ready to step into the fiery furnace. You know, I got an awful black picture here in front of me just now. Man that tries to live true to God, walking God's provided way, fixing to be burned up. What a picture. Notice. All the time there's something going on down here, there's something going on up there at the same time.
Amen.
Let's look up there a little bit and see what goes on. I can see him sitting there in his priestly robes around him. Hallelujah. I can see a first thing coming from the right, a great big angel called Michael. They got one up there. You know that? I can hear him right up there at the side of him and say, Master! I can see him taking his sword out of his shield like this and say, have you looked down at Babylon this morning? There's man walking God's provided way. There's a man who's willing to steal their testimony this morning. Our brother is just about to be burned. I hear him say, let me go down there. I'll change the picture. I believe he could have done it. I do. I hear him say, no, can't let you do it, Gabriel. You've been Michael, you've been a very fine angel. So put your sword back. Stand attention there. Here comes another angel. He's called Wormwood. He makes the water bitter. Here he comes up. And Master, look down there. I've got all the control of the water. You turn it over to me in the antediluvian destruction, and I've washed the whole world away. all but Noah and his people. Now, he said, let me go down there and I'll wash Babylon off the map. I hear you say, what more you can do it? That's right, but I can't let you go. It's a man's size job. Oh, I see him raised up like that. They're just about to make the last step. I can see him reach over there and say, come here! To a big thunderhead hanging back there. Hold on. It obeyed him. I stand here and say, east wind, north, west, and south. Come here, get on this thunderhead. I'm going to drive you like horses. I'm going to sit on this thunderhead this morning like a chair. I'm going down and diving myself. Hallelujah. I see him reach up, get a hold of the zigzag lights, crash across the sky like that just as they make their last step, walking in God's provided way. And about the time they hit in there, he passed by the sea of ice, picked up a palm, and he was standing down there fanning the breeze off. Hallelujah. He's always there when man will walk God's provided way. Yes, sir. One time there's an old quack preacher, an old holiness preacher, back down a long time ago by the name of Noah. He said, you ought to go to rain. Go to come a storm. I hear the people go around and say, you hear that old holy roller up there? He said, it's going to rain. Well, it never rained up on the earth. You go to rain. How, where'd that water come from? Well, let's go get the science out and find out if there's any water up there. Why, no, there's no water up there. What's the matter? That old preacher's off in his head. But God said so.
Amen.
God said, prepare an ark, Noah, for the saving of your household, for the saving of the people. And Noah just had sense enough to do it. That's all. He come and prepared the ark. And one day I hear someone down on the corner talking down at the business corner. Someone say, hey, what about that rain story up there? That old quack preacher talking about it's going to rain up there. You ever hear such a thing? And he thinks he's in God's provided way. He was. Amen. The first thing you know, there come a thunder and a lightning. I see the old, big old mammy camel out there. Look up and say, Papa Camel? Did you hear what that was? That was thunder. That's what Noah said. Let's get to the ark. Down across the hill we went. Here come Papa Horse and Mama Horse and all the rest of the pairs right into the ark. One by one, God closed the door, set the rain. Noah's in God's provided way. Some of them got on logs that I spoke to, but our day when the storms began to rain, the ark went up. Hallelujah. While they were in God's provided way.
Amen.
God will always bless people that are walking away He provides. He never provided a law. He never provided this. He provided an ark. And today, my brother and sister, there is a way provided for men and women. That's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the Calvary. Plus, we have remission of sins and can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as approval of God that He's accepted us into His Son, Christ Jesus. Safely secured. Hallelujah. Call me on your order anyhow, so you might as well get started now. All right, that'll feel pretty good. All right, you believe that? Yes. That is God's way, and the only way. It ain't the Methodist way, it ain't the Baptist way, it ain't the Presbyterian, it ain't the Pentecost, it's Christ's way. Christ is God's provided way. He's God's provided sacrifice. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Jah. He's Jehovah Manasseh. When Abraham offered up Isaac, he called the place Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide Himself a sacrifice. And there it is.
Amen.
The Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. God always makes a way of escape. Yes, sir. One time there's an old preacher down there preaching by the name of Elisha. He got up there and looked out over the country and he said, I tell you, it's all over as I ever seen. Little old came down there and went and married a little penny that's Jezebel.
Amen.
Enough pain on her face to make the only woman in the Bible that ever pain in her face.
Amen.
And you know what God did to her? God fed her to the dog.
Amen.
That's the point. You see a woman with a lot of pain on her face? You know what you call her? The hell that God meets. That's what she is. God's dog.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, brother. I just turned back from Africa. That stuff come from the strain of heathenism. That heathen paint themselves. Oh, brother, when a man or woman gets right with God, you don't have to tell them that. It's a tell.
Right.
Oh, boy, of course, then you know what you'll have all these Israelites doing that. Elijah said, Lord, close the heavens. Do something about it. God spoke down to Elijah and said, what you do? Go down and speak to Ahab. And here's come an old preacher walking down the desert, looking at the sheepskin around him like that. They
spurred out with whiskers like a woolly worm, walked up before the king and said the dew won't even call a fall till I call from it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was in God's provided way.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, get away from here, you fanatic. All right, we know what we're doing. Old Elijah said, Lord, what must I do? You provide the rest. We all done that. They get up there for the book of secrets and sit down. All right. A very bad place, but I'll walk and sit down. You said, go up there. If your path leads up there, I'll walk up there. Walks up and sit down. So now, Lord, what am I going to do here? Sit there. Just stay there.
Amen.
And the first thing you know, they begin to get hungry. He said, Lord, get a little bit hungry, and here come a raven by. Someone said, look at that old holy roller preacher sitting up there on the hill. Well, is he crazy? Well, that guy sitting up there, his son will die. Why, he's a fanatic. And the first thing, all the waters dried up. There's no waters to drink down in the land. But every time Elijah wanted to drink, he just stooped down to the brook and he just drank. And then when he got hungry, here come a raven by with a sandwich in his mouth and said, here you are, Elijah. You say, where did the raven get? You mean you believe that, Brother Branham? Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You mean that Paul brought Elijah something to eat for 3 years and 6 months? I believe it.
Amen.
Say, where did he get it? I don't know. The only thing I know, the crow got it somewhere. He brought it to Elijah. Elijah eat it and lived 3 years and 6 months on it.
Amen.
That's right. I believe it.
Amen.
That's the same thing about you. Say, what makes you so happy? What makes you shake your arm? I don't know. The only thing I know, now we pay for it. The Bible taught it. The Holy Ghost taught it. I got it. Hallelujah. I don't know where it comes from, but I got it. Hallelujah. I did say where it comes from, but it's got it. Oh, my, make your coat fix you that. Sure. Hallelujah. Don't get excited. That means praise our God. Amen. That means so be it. Oh, my, sure is. I don't know. And they said he was great. Sitting up there, come time to eat, here come the colored porter up. Said, here you are, Elijah. Here's your breakfast. Why, he's better off than half the people in here than I.
Yeah.
I imagine there ain't very many here that's got colored servants. But he has some colored servants, some crows bringing him something he'd ever meet. Hey! Got him in a dining room somewhere.
Amen.
He fixed it up, cooked it up, sent it to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That same God lives and reigns today.
Amen.
It is provided way. God said, go pray and sit down. So he's done it. That's all he knows to do. What do you think about that? Is that true?
That is.
Amen. After a little girl was going down the street one day, she said, man, and you want to say, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. She just got the Holy Ghost. So there's no reason to sit over the corner and say, what is so happy about, young'un? Say, oh, Jesus, just save him. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. So I'm so happy. Say, look, what's that you got your hands in my Bible? Said, you believe that?
Sure.
Said, you believe all of it? All of it. Said, you believe that story about Jonas? Yes. Said, do you believe that actually that whale swallowed the man?
Yes, sir.
I believe it. Said, how are you going to prove it any other way besides faith? She said, well, when I get to heaven, I'll just ask Brother Jones. The infidel said, what if Brother Jones is not in heaven? Said, then you'll have to ask. Only one place left for him, that's hell. If you reject God's way, you've got to go to hell. You have to go. I can see him down there, sitting up there, and ravens bringing something to eat. Walked back down there one of the hill one day, and God said, now the pool's dried up. I want you to go down there to a widow's house. What a place for a preacher to go. God told him to go. That was the provided way. He walked down there, and she wasn't an Israelite either. No, she was. And she walked back down, and he went down the hill, and he's going down the hill. He met an old widow standing in the yard, a breaking a stick to it. Go in and give me something to eat and bring me some water. She said, if the Lord lives in your soul every night, I've only got enough meal in the house to make one little cake for my son. I'm taking two sticks that I might baked this cake and he and I ate it and died. Said, go fetch me a little water first and bake the cake and bring it to me.
Amen.
What you gonna do? There's God's provided way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. He said, Brother Bill, my mother run away from home, my husband won't live with me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah! All these other things will be added. That's right. I'm going to do it, Brother Milton. Go ahead and do it. Jesus said, follow me. That's right. Keep your eyes single. All right. The first thing you know, she goes in. She takes these two sticks and breaks them. You know how the old Indian way of breaking a stick? That was the cross, of course. And in the cross, they put it right in the middle. That's where the fire was. Burnt that whole cake up. Brought the whole cake out and give it to the preacher. He stood there and he said, now go back and get one for yourself and your son. For thus saith the Lord. That barrel is not going to run empty, or the crew's gone until the day that God's hands ring on the earth. Hallelujah! Why? Because she sought the kingdom of God first, because she walked in God's provided way. God rewarded. You believe that?
Amen.
Yes, sir. There was a woman one time who lost her brother. His name was Lazarus. Oh, he was a good boy. She hated to give him up, and he died. She sent for her pastor, or the evangelist, which was Jesus. She'd come out of the church and she'd give up all they had. And she sent for Jesus, come pray. He just went on. Then again, he just went on. He said, I'll do nothing until the Father showed me. The Father had already showed him Lazarus was going to die. He come after a while, after about 3 or 4 days, he said, Lazarus dead, and for your sake, I'm glad it wasn't that. But I'll go wake him. So then she heard Jesus was coming, so she went out to meet him. That was God's provided way. Go meet Jesus.
Amen.
That's right, always. When you got sorrow in your home, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Got sickness in your home, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Got heartaches in your home, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah! You got an east in anything, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Go meet him. He's got all the remedies. Everything there. He ain't got the remedies, he's got the cure.
Amen.
Then she went to meet him. And she fell down at his feet. And she read a story one time. Well, there was a woman way back in the Bible at a Shunammite. She was very mindful of a preacher by the name of Elisha. So she made a little chamber on the side of her house there, put a bed and a candle and a stool and so forth. And Elisha come by and seen all this goodness she'd done to the preacher, paid her tithes and everything, you know. So he said, go ask me what we can do. I shall speak to the king or to the chief captain. She said, I abide with my people and everything's all right. Said, all right, go ask her what can I do. And Gehazi said, there and she has no children. Say, go tell her, thus saith the Lord, about this time of the year, according to life, that she'll receive a son. And she did. The kid got to be about 11 or 12 years old. One day about noontime, he's out to be with his daddy. He got a sunstroke. He began to harm my head. He sent one of the servants in with the baby. The little boy set him on his mother's lap. At noon, he died. What an appropriate place. She took him up and laid him on the preacher's bed where the prophet had laid him. Good place to go. Laid right on the preacher's bed. She said, saddle me a mule now and go forward and don't stop your riding until I bid you. I like that. Go forward and don't stop. Just keep going. That's right. The trouble is we stop to talk to too many people. We stop for too many social parties.
Amen.
We have so much so-and-so and organized stitching parties, you know, stitch and so and talk about this so-and-so. You know how it is. All these different things come into the church when you are to throw all that gully wash out and have an old-fashioned God-sent revival. Praise you from your back heavens down and the Holy Ghost comes like a rushing mighty wind and fills the place of the people.
Amen.
What we need. She said, don't you stop. Her husband said, the man's not a carnal. Said, this is neither new moon or Sabbath. She said, oh, well, she wanted to get to the prophet. So she went straight on. Elisha looked down and said, here comes that Shunammite. Something's wrong with her. I don't know what it is. She ran up and he said, is all well with thee and thy husband and thy child? She said, all is well. I like that. She's taking God's provided way. Said, everything's all right now. And then she began to reveal it. He told Elisha, said, go take my staff and lay it. Or told Gehazi, go take my staff and lay it on the child. But she said, I'm not going to leave you. So the prophet came back over, prayed, walked up and down the room, laid his body upon the dead child, and he comes alive. The woman, Martha, knew that the Shunammite realized that God was in his prophet. And if God was in his prophet, surely God was in his son. So if she could get to Jesus, she'd have the remedy. So she runs and falls down before him. She said, Lord, if that's what he was, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not die. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Oh, I like that. Even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. That's good tonight. You say, I'm a sinner, Brother Branham. Even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Have mercy on me, a sinner, he'll do it.
Amen.
If you're sick, have mercy on me, Lord, he'll do it. Even now. You say, the doctor, give me up, but even now, Lord. I haven't walked in 5 years, but even now, Lord. I haven't heard nothing for I don't know when. Even now, Lord. I haven't spoken a word, I can't tell you when, but even now, Lord. Whatever you ask God of me, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions up on your profession. Hallelujah! Say, even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. He straightened his little step up and said, thy brother shall rise again. Said, oh yes, Lord, in the general resurrection of the last day, he'll rise again. He said, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
All right. The Bible said there's no beauty to look at, a little plain-looking fellow. But he said, when he straightened his step up, there was God. He said, now your brother rise again. He said, I am the resurrection life, saith God. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God which is come into the world. He said, where are you laying? Here he starts to the grave. Jesus wept. A woman told me not long ago, a very good woman, a Christian Science, who didn't believe that Jesus was had deity. She believed that he was a prophet. She believed that he was a good man. But he was he wasn't a virgin born. They denied the virgin birth. Not only that, but a survey showed that 85% of the Protestant preachers of the United States claimed that the virgin birth was a fake.
Amen.
What? Right. I can easily do that. I can easily think that from the way you live it. Amen. That's exactly the truth. Believe it was a fake. There's a greater percent that didn't believe that Jesus would visibly return again. No wonder we need a revival. Brother, listen here. You hear so much about revival today. We've never had a revival.
Amen. Amen.
I followed up another man here not long ago. We talked about a lot of this. Said he went to one city and they had 5,000 conversions. We followed right behind it, not me, a group of ministers that took the cars and followed them back again. And in 30 days' time, they couldn't find 30 that claimed to be saved. You know what I think? I think it's conviction instead of conversion when I'm born again of the Spirit of God. What we need today is not a protracted medium, but an old-fashioned, black-sense, Holy Ghost revival. An old-time, God-blue, sin-killing, blood-washed religion.
Amen!
Makes you take them tar jewels back and you repent.
Amen.
That's right. She said, and she said, well, look here, Brother Ram. I can prove to you that he wasn't nothing but a man. I said, do it. If you can prove to me that he wasn't God, then I'll accept it. She said, no, he wasn't divine. He was just a man. And I can prove it by the Bible that he was just a man. I said, if you can prove it by the Bible, then I'll accept it. She said, are you ready? I said, I am. She said, when he went down in St. John 11, when he went to the grave of Lazarus, he wept. I said, well, that's got to do with it. Said, well, it proved he was nothing but a man. He was crying. I said, look at your lady. He was a man, truly. But he was more than a man. He was a God-man. God was in Christ reconciled the world to himself. Yes, sir, he came to do the will of the Father. He walked God's provided way. He never looked to the right or to the left. He done what God said to. He walked God's provided way. And on the road to Lazarus, he wept. He was a man when he was weeping. But when he stood there by the side of a grave where a man had been dead 4 days ago, grown skin worms running in and out of his body and a stink around, when he said, Lazarus, come forth! A man had been dead 4 days, stood on his feet and lived again. That was the man. Hallelujah! Yes, sir. He was a man crying, but he was God in the resurrection. He was a man when he came down off the mount that night, hungry, looking all around on the trees for something to eat. He was a man when he was hungry, but when he touched 5 biscuits and 2 little pieces of fish and fed 5,000 people, that was more than a man. That was glory and flesh. Hallelujah. He was a man when he laid on the book that night, word for that little fool tossed about on her like a bottle stopper on a mighty sea. Oh, he was a man when he was laying there asleep. But when they said, tear thou not that we perish, he stuck his foot up on the frail old boat, said, peace, be still. And there was a cause. That was born in him. That was my God. Right he was. Just as he is. He was a man when he was hanging on Calvary. When they give him the greatest tribute he ever did. When he said he saved others, he cannot save himself. What a wonderful tribute, a compliment they paid him. If he saved his others, himself, he couldn't save others. So he had to give himself in order to save others. He was a man when he cried for mercy. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He died like a man. Yes. But when he rose on Easter morning, he proved he would stop. No one the prophet said, living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. Sunday he's coming, oh glorious day. Hallelujah! I love him. Don't you walk in God's provided way? I can see some wise men one time going to his birth to worship him. I can see them all getting ready to pack it up their camels. I can see Jim Jones and all the rest of them and John Doe pack it up. I can see them laying these card tables packed on the side like that. And they laid everything else on. They were going to go to worship Jesus and come to find out when he got ready to start, the old camels couldn't walk. That's just what's the matter with the church today. You pack so much world with it, it can't survive. I can see him start out like that, all of them get to the side of the mountain, and they can't even just go straight at the gate, and there is the way, but few there will be able to find him. Yes, sir. I can see one old guy packing up, just making himself light. Fell say, I'm packing up to go to heaven. Brother, I'm not packing up to go to heaven, I'm unpacking to go to heaven. Hallelujah! And rapture cut loose everything. The Bible said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, that we might run this race with patience. I can see that old fellow going to Jesus. I can see his wife around and say, John, what's the matter, boy? Where are you going? He said, I'm going to worship the Lord. How do you know you're going? Well, I'm going. Well, you haven't even got a compass. You haven't even got your ministerial life. What in the world's the matter with you? What do we see you? You're going to worship the Lord? Yeah. Take your compass. No, I don't need it. Don't need it. How are you going to get there? I see him point up to the morning star. Say, I'm going God's provided way. God provided a star that leads the wise man. They didn't need a compass. They needed God's provided way, the star. Glory! And the same God that led the wise man to Christ by the star is here tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost to lead you to Christ. The new birth, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is God's provided way. Except the man be born of water and spirit, he won't even see the kingdom of God. Men and women, have you received it? My time's up. Oh, my, I didn't feel like getting into it. Put my hand down on my back. And pockets and preaching like an old sass rat preacher. Why, I love it! It's all right to have ice cream, but you got to have some bacon and beans to stick to your back. Cut you the beans and slice you up. That's what we need. Don't you believe it? Truly, God has a provided way. Are you in it tonight? Have you received the Holy Ghost? That you believe in? Now, you good Baptist friends of mine, and know that I was a Baptist, and my pastor here is a Baptist, but I want to tell you something. Acts 19 says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Amen.
Not when you believe, but since you believe.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If you haven't, it's for you tonight. God has a provided way. Brother, sister, don't try to go your own way. Don't go through fig leaves. Don't go floating on a log like you're trying to do in the Antediluvian destruction. Don't put fig leaves over like Adam did. Don't try to go king never who dares to way to persecute the church of God. Don't go all these other different ways, these forms and ways we can mention many. Don't go like the Pharisees did of a religious person said, now looky here, we're in a high place, and if there be anything going on, we'll know all about it. And God stepped out there and born the child in a Bethlehem manger, stuck him down through the water and out the way of capital punishment. They didn't know nothing about it.
Amen.
Right. God's provided way. Oh, one time there was a woman. She spent all the money she had. Hallelujah. Doctors could do her no good. And one day she's just about to faint. She'd had an issue of blood for many, many years. And one day she heard some roaring in a boat. She looked out, and there comes God's provided way.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I can see her come down to the high classical Baptist. The days of miracle. Hey, she just crawled right between the legs.
Yeah.
I see her come there with Brigham Young and all of his wives. She just passed right on through. Why did she say it?
Why didn't she say, Martha, where are you going if the physician came to you and told you?
Where are you going?
I see you down here with that gun issue. She said, I'm going God's provided way.
Amen.
Where's that?
You don't mean that hypocrite over there. That's where's that.
I'm going right on, and she squeezed you and around until she got to this fellow here, and he belonged to this kind of church and this and that. They all tried to push her back, but she made her way to Jesus.
Amen.
Some of them said, now wait a minute, sister. If you eat meat, you can't do it. She's going God's provided way. If you haven't taken up serpents, you can't do it. She went God's provided way. She wanted to get to Jesus. That's right. I think of David a little. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. When he said there, when he talked about, he said, taste and see the Lord is good. It tastes like honey and rum. A little inscription I used to use, thinking about an old script we used to carry on the side here. A little staff said to put honey in, the old shepherds did. And when the sick would get, the sheep would all get sick, they'd take off some of the honey out of the script bag and put it on a last stone rock and call the sick sheep. And let that sick sheep go to licking on that rock. And when he go to licking the honey off of the rock, he went to lick some of the limestone in while licking the honey. You know what happened? The sick sheep got well. Now look here, brother. I got a whole script bag full of it tonight, and I ain't going to put it on the Baptist church, Methodist church, or Presbyterian church, or the Pentecostal church. I'm putting it on Christ Jesus' word of God, and you sick sheep go to lick it, and you're sure to get something out of it.
Amen.
Lick on him like that old man today. I did a little card. Lick on him. You're given. Don't pay attention. Watch your church says. Pay attention to Christ. Follow him. For in him he is the church. I see go God's provided way. He never said the Methodist was God's provided way, neither did he say the Baptist was. Or any other church. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, well, how do I know what it is? By one spirit we're all baptized into one body, become members of that body. 1 Corinthians 12. That's right. Subject to God, everything he's got in his kingdom belongs to us. He just takes a whole big book full of checks and signs his name on the bottom and say, here you are, son, anything you need, go get it. Amen. Don't be afraid to fill it out. Fill it out. Hand it in and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Here comes the time. Watch everything you desire. Mark 11, 24. When you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. Find out the check, say, Lord, I need healing. Turn around, say, there you are, Lord. I asked in Jesus' name for healing. Say, thank you, Lord. Walk out on with it. Call the healing. Like that crow sending down that food to Elijah. There it is. Thou needs salvation for my soul. Well, if you're just right, I say, he said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, now give you rest. That's for me, Lord. If you'll have to check and need salvation, hand it to me, Lord. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. Walk away with it. Need the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're new with power from on high. And if the Holy Ghost come upon you, you'll be witnessing in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and all the most parts of the world. You need it? You'll have to check and send it up tonight and see what happens. Gotta get it. God's provided way. He provides you a checkbook. Wait until now. God promises. Do you believe that? Sure. God always has a provided way. There's a little guy by the name of Jairus one day. Oh, he kind of joined his step up with a bunch of unbelievers, like a whole lot of preachers that joined up the same way today. The Bible said, yoke yourself not a bunch of unbelievers. All right. The first thing you know, what? Who said that? You are. Well, the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, drag dead things, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
You have preached that in half the churches, they'd kick you out the door.
Amen.
Right? That's right. Don't know God's provided way, but that's what he said. That's what Jesus said. Do you believe it?
Yes,
sir. And then if he said so, amen. I believe it, I think it's the truth, and I'm walking his way, what he said to me. And he's confirmed it with signs and wonders following.
Amen.
That's right. So just do the same thing. Walk on his forever, whosoever will, and he come on in. Come on, God's called you, you've got to come. So come right on in, don't wait any longer, take it tonight. I see this little fellow, he joined himself up, he loved Jesus, but yet he was just kind of way, he didn't want to lose his prestige. You know, the prestige. So he said, I paid it. So the Lord said, look at that little fellow down there. I predestinated him to eternal life, and there he is with that bunch of unbelievers. So
get sick. He said, well, I'll call in doctors. Doctor Dole looked her over. He said, Paul's getting low. Charles, hey, what we better do? We better do this and that. He gave her all the drugs and so forth. She went right on dying. And he said, I wonder if God's got a provided way. Oh, my. The man he's criticized so much about divine healing, I heard them, and he said, yes. Charles, don't you think he's a hypocrite? No, said the Holy Spirit. He's not a hypocrite. You believe in him. I guess he is. That's the way some of these borderline preachers are. Just afraid old God take the wishbone out of you and put a backbone in you. He said, Lord, give me the backbone the size of a sorrow, put plenty of knowledge in the gable into my soul, and let me fight the devil as long as I got one tooth left and then gum until I die. Right. He said, I'm going to come down. Now, Lord, she bumped coos, so she didn't have one tooth left, and she just gum that coos and squeal. I like that. All right. It ain't the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. That's what I'm complaining. I'm not complaining where the dog would stand there. I told the chief said one day, if you got the good dog, I'll get wrong. Chief said, I'm going to tell you, brother. Said there's two dogs in me, one black and one white. The black one wants me to do wrong, the white one wants me to do right. Said they always fight and quarrel. I said, which one wins? Chief said, depends on which one chief needs the most. That's how that is. Yes, sir. All right, brother. I'm telling you what the world needs tonight is a good old shaking. Dry said, now, wait a minute. The daughter got real sick. The only hope there was to ever get her was to go to Jesus. She took off for Jesus. While he was on the road, I seen him come up there, and the woman just got to heal with the blood issue. Here he goes along and said, my daughter's laying now. I don't care what the priest says, what anybody says. Will you come lay your hands on her? I believe your God's provided way for her healing. Will you come lay your hands on her? She get well. I'll go. Here he starts going on. The first thing you know, you hear one man from the house is, Jairus, don't weary the master, because he's already dead. I can see his little heart jumping like that. I can see those lovely tender eyes of Jesus roll to him and say, I say, fear not, now shall see the glory of God. He's God's provided way. There's an old man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. Set at the gates one day, begging for alms. It was getting cold weather, about October. He heard an noise coming down the street. What is that? Why, he said, that's Jesus of Nazareth. He never watched, he pulled off his robe, he never laid it down, folded up so you know he could blindly find his way back to it. He threw his robe aside. God had provided a way and he was after it. He'd run down here sometimes and say, sit down. He ain't got no time to fool with you. He screamed so much louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. He's pressing through, have mercy on me. I know your God's provided way for my eyes. Come on, have mercy on me. Kept crying. I read the history of Blind Bartimaeus one day. A little story. They said that he had been blind for years. He had a little daughter he had never seen. One night, and he used to go up there and set the street, he had a little lamb. The lamb used to lead the blind people like the dogs does today. The dogs lead the blind man. They had a lamb trained to lead the blind. And then one said one day that he had two little turtle doves, and they would do little tumbles like that to attract the tourists. Attention going into Jerusalem or into the city, and they would drop coins in his cup. He was blind. So one night, his wife got real sick. So he went to the Lord and said, Lord, I haven't got nothing. I'm a poor man. I'm a blind man. I haven't got nothing to give you. But I believe you, Lord. And if you'll just have mercy and let my poor wife live, tomorrow I'll give you my turtle dove for sacrifice. The Lord healed his wife that night. The next day he went back to the priest, offered up the two turtle doves for sacrifice. Then he had nothing but the lamb. Not long after that, his little girl got sick. The doctors could do nothing for her. He said, Lord, I only got one thing left. And said, that's the lamb. But if you'll let my little girl, who I've never seen, if you'll only let her get well, then I'll give you my lamb for a sacrifice. Said the Lord healed his little girl. A few days after that, he started up the street. That lamb leading him. And till the high priest came out, said, Blind Bartimaeus, where goest thou? He said, I go, O high priest, to the temple. the lamb is leading into the temple to offer the lamb for a sacrifice.
Oh, he said, you can't do that. He said, yes, Bartimaeus. He said, here, I'll give you the price of a lamb. You go buy one.
He said, I've never promised God a lamb. I promised him this lamb.
Amen.
This lamb. Said, fine, Bartimaeus, thou cannot take that lamb. That lamb is your eyes. You can't see without that lamb. That lamb leads you. That's your eyes, fine, Bartimaeus. You can't offer that lamb. Said the old man, trembled a little bit. And says, oh, high priest, God will provide a lamb for blind Bartimaeus and thine. God bless his heart. When he heard that coming back, God had provided a lamb. There he is. He's God's provided lamb tonight. He's the lamb provided to your eyes, your spiritual eyes. He's the lamb provided for your soul. He's the lamb provided for your escape from hell. He's the lamb provided for your glory in heaven. Won't you receive him while we pray, while we bow our heads, O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, Lord of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this people, these poor little unprepared remarks, Lord, but I know that you have a provided way. You said that the boys in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man, a preparation time. A time when a place would be prepared for those who wanted to escape the wrath. I pray, God, that right now, that that Lamb of God that is provided for the blind man's eyes, or the woman with the blood issue, to stop the blood issue, the Lamb that is provided for the dead Lazarus. God, have mercy. When I think about it, that's the same Lamb was provided for my blind eyes one day. When Maryland Lewis told me 3 years ago I didn't have a hope of ever being well again, God provided a lamb. When you sent your angel down yonder green field and said, go do this, how could I do it before a great world of atheists and unbelievers? But God provided a lamb. God, my poor little church here, Lord, as I look at it, and I think of many thousands of miles across the seas and poles and plains, I've sat there many times in the lonely room praying. Think about the times that when they would come by here and shake my hand. The old sawdust used to lay on the floor. The wind is shaking when the wind blowed. I think of bringing my own dying wife and laying her down here at the foot of the cross, preaching her funeral. Remember seeing my little baby Lars lay on her arms. I remember poor little Billy Paul that you filled with the Holy Ghost a few hours ago, coming down to the grave there that morning to put an Easter flower on it. He started crying. I put my arm around the little son and said, God has provided a lamb, a sin offering. Someday this little grave will open. Mommy will come out and stole a little sister. God has a provided lamb. Some of these days, God, with my last sermons preached, my lady out in the room, and I feel the pulse coming up my sleeve. The cold, dead tide floating into my room as the windows open, the curtains blowing. Shut off the lights, old man, Lord. I'll sit the lights on. I'll sit the sheep. Put the soul down in the sheep of eternity. I'll walk down to the valley of the shadow of death.
your head to God, my sinner friend. God bless your heart. Getting outside or inside. The Holy Spirit is here. Has he ever accepted God's way out? God's provided way for you. Nothing you can do to bear it. God has provided for you. Won't you come receive it? Won't you tonight? Is there a sinner friend you'll raise up your hands and pray a prayer and pray for me? I'll need God's provided land in my life. We have enough room here for an older caller and the older. There's no room. So just ask you to raise your hand. Can you do it? A sinner. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Back in the back again. Anybody back there? Over on the right hand side now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else can raise their hands and remember me. Oh, God, give grace and rescue your land now. God bless you, sister. I see you sitting here. Somebody on the outside, walk up, lay your hands against the screen. Say, Brother Brown, remember me. I want God to provide a way.